Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about hospital bills in America. And I was recently reminded of this by an article out of Vox by Sarah Cliff. But it reminded me of a story David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times wrote a few years ago about a dog bite in Cambodia and how that laid stark the problems with pricing of medical services in America. So it's something we should talk about because it's crazy and no one's addressing it. But a person named Jan Kern went on vacation in Cambodia, I believe with her husband. And while traveling in Cambodia, Jan was bitten by a dog. And it wasn't a friendly dog, and it didn't stick around to identify itself. And so she decided, hey, you know, maybe we should go to the hospital in case I got rabies. You never know. So they went to the Royal Angkor International Hospital, where they were charged $125. And that included a shot, a $25 hospital charge, and a $25 doctor fee. But as they were leaving the Royal Angkor International Hospital while on holiday in Cambodia, they were told, you have to go now to a doctor each of the next 3 weeks because you need a total of 4 shots now. That's the modern protocol for a rabies situation. So the doctor apparently gave her a piece of paper to let her know that. And so the next week they were in Thailand. And while in Thailand, they found a clinic and went to the clinic and said, you know, I need the second of the 4 rabies shots. And the doctor there gave her the shot and charged her $18.50. $18.50. So when she returned to America, Jan realized it was a Sunday. She had to get her 3rd shot. And she went to Torrance Memorial Medical Center, got the shot, and was charged $5,254.85. $5,254.85. Now remember, she's charged $18, $18.50 at the last place in Thailand, and the shot cost $66 in Cambodia. Apparently the American dollar goes a lot further there because then it cost her $5,000 in Torrance. So the following week she thought, okay, well, let's not go to the emergency room, I'll go to my own doctor. She went to her own doctor where she's charged $427. And as David Lazarus points out in his article, this shot she was getting in each place was the exact same shot. $67, $19, $5,254, and $427. And how do you explain this? And the point, of course, is that there's no free market system operating in America. Hospitals can just charge whatever they want. And quite often, if you ask them what they charge for something, they act like you're asking for like the secrets to the Pharaoh's tomb or something. They don't know what this stuff costs. Nobody knows. The doctor treats you, and then magically a bill appears later, and hopefully you have insurance that pays for it. Which, by the way, in the Kern's case, insurance did pay for it. So they didn't actually get stuck with those bills, but somebody did, and it makes you wonder. So I was skimming around the internet the other day, and I ran across this article by Sarah Cliff at Vox.com. And Vox did a very interesting thing. They actually asked people over a long period of time to send in hospital bills, to send us hospital bills, especially ER bills. Send us bills, and we're going to examine the bills and see if we can learn anything from the bills. And one of the things they learned from the bills was that people get ripped off a lot. So Nina Dang, who is 24 years old, was biking in San Francisco, and she was involved in a bicycling accident where she was taken by ambulance to a hospital. And she said that she was only semi-lucid for the ride, didn't really put a lot of thought into it, just kind of like, hey, I'm happy to be going to a hospital. And there at the hospital, they took care of her. And a few months later, she got a bill for $24,000. $24,000. Now, here's the problem. She has health insurance. But it turns out the hospital she went to doesn't do health insurance. They just don't accept it. They're out of network for everybody. And many people didn't even know that was possible. I didn't know it was possible. So she submitted the bill to her health insurance company, and they said, oh, well, they're not one of our hospitals, so we're not going to pay their entire bill. We don't agree with that bill. That bill's outrageous. We're going to pay $3,800 of it. And they said, we're basically paying what was fair. You shouldn't have been charged more than $3,800. So we're going to pay the $3,830.79. The $3,830.79, we're going to pay that for you, but we're not taking care of the rest of the bill because it's just not fair. So the hospital says, well, gee, you paid us $3,830, but you didn't pay us the $20,243.71, so you got to pay us that now. So she's now been fighting over this, But the problem is, as they point out in the article, is that her experience with Zuckerberg San Francisco General is not unique. And you might say, Steve, Zuckerberg? Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife donated $75 million to have a new wing built at this hospital, and it's named after them. Somehow it seems appropriate. And so here's the problem. Zuckerberg San Francisco General, recently renamed for the Facebook founder, doesn't participate in the networks of any private health insurance companies. None. So if you go there and go, do you take my health insurance? They go, no. No, we don't take that. They don't take it. None of it. And we've all heard of people who got in situations, I hope, where they went to a hospital and they found that one of the doctors was out of network. And that's more common, where a doctor says, look, I'll work with these insurers. I won't work with that one because they're crazy. Whatever. But the hospital doesn't work with anyone. So Robert Berman, who's with Systematic, a medical billing advocacy firm that reviews bills, said it's really unusual for this to be the case. Usually it's the doctors who are out of network, but for the entire ER to be out of network, that's a bit odd. So I may have misspoken earlier when I said the entire hospital is out of network. The ER is out of network. So if you get taken to this hospital, don't bother pulling out your insurance card. They don't take it. Now, your insurance company might pay some money to the hospital on those bills. But what the hospital is going to do is send you the bill for what they want. And your insurance company is going to go, that's crazy. We're not going to pay all of that. We're going to pay part of that. And they'll pay the part and you're stuck with the rest. And so the weird part is that the charges they make are so crazy that the amount your insurance company pays is just a small portion of it. And at least that's what they saw over and over again like this. Now, they approached the hospital and said, do you have a spokesperson who wants to address this? And they do, a man named Andrew, the hospital spokesperson. He conceded that the insurance policy can leave patients like Dang in a tough place. And this is the quote. For us, the challenge is we don't want to become just another hospital. Our mission is to serve people who are underserved because of their financial needs. We feel like we have to recoup what we're able to from people who are insured because we're supporting people who don't have insurance. Okay? So what this hospital has made the decision on is our emergency room is going to divide people into two groups. The people who come in with no money, we'll treat them. And then, of course, they can apply to the federal government for Medicare to take care of those people. The people who come in with insurance or who have money, we're just going to charge them as much as we possibly can and we're going to use that money to make up for any shortfall we have on the other side. That pricing structure does not work anywhere else in the world in any setting. Can you imagine a situation, and if you can think of one, let me know in the comments, where you actually say, we're going to divide our audience, our customers, into two groups, those who can afford us and those who cannot. And those who cannot afford us, we'll take care of them, and we're going to rip off the other group of people to compensate us for them. Even if it means charging these people 10 times what's reasonable, because that's what some of those numbers appeared to be. So in other words, when her hospital bill was $24,000, her insurance company said you should have only been charged $3,800. I guess that's not 10%, but it's still a pretty big chunk. Let's say it's 15%. And they're basically saying, yeah, the rest is up to you. And that's what's happening to a lot of people there. And so they're not just slightly overcharging the people with money or the people with insurance. They're vastly overcharging them. And we've all heard the stories. You go to the hospital and you get an Advil. They don't charge you, you know, 10 cents the Advil. They don't charge you 50 cents the Advil. They charge you $10, $20, $30 the Advil. And is that fair? No, of course not. It's price gouging. There's no question it's price gouging. But most hospitals and healthcare professionals are shielded from price gouging laws in most states because they say, oh, you know, we're not practicing commerce here. We're practicing medicine. This is like, you know, God's work here. We're taking care of people here. And we're taking care of people by gouging them on the price of things. So when we perform $3,800 of surgery on somebody, we're going to charge them $24,000. And the other $21,000 that we wring out of this person, we're going to use that to make up the shortfall for the other people we take care of. It's a crazy, mixed up world we live in. And so I call attention to this because it's a problem. And anywhere else in America, you've got the free market system. I got something here. I want to sell it to you. You say, how much do you want for that? I give you a price. You then shop around and say, hey, what is this? Can I buy it anywhere else? Guess what? Amazon's got them. Look at how much it costs on Amazon. Now you got to factor in, I can hand this to you today. Amazon gets it to you tomorrow. There's other factors involved, of course. But you make the decision and you say, well, you know something? Your price appears to be competitive. I'll buy it. But if I say, I'm going to sell this to you, do you agree to buy it from me? And I get to name my own price after you accept it. You'd say, no, of course not. That's crazy. Well, that's what happens in hospitals. So it's one of those bizarre things, because if you think carefully over the last 10, 15 years and say, hey, wait a second, has the issue of hospital pricing or the cost of medicine, or have any of these things been in the news lately? And they have been, of course. We had the whole fight over Obamacare a few years ago. But before that, think about the one thing you always heard about, and that was hospitals and doctors claiming about what? They were bitching about what? They were complaining about lawsuits. They all claimed that lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, were going to put them out of business. I remember seeing George W. Bush in one of his States of the Union address where he got up there and he said, it seems we've got a lot of lawsuits. I'm going to introduce legislation to eliminate lawsuits in the medical industry because there's just too many lawsuits. A bunch of bills got passed. It made it harder to file medical malpractice lawsuits. And yet, are those savings being passed along to anyone? Huh, it doesn't look like it. So again, like I said, if you get bitten by a dog, try to do it in another country. Because the cost of the shots will be about $100 for all four. Get bitten by a dog in America, it could cost you $20,000 if you go to the hospital and go to the ER every time. And again, there's no logic to it. We're just being robbed. So, you know, obviously plan A is don't get sick. Plan B, if you do get sick, hope you have insurance and hope you can find a hospital and doctors that are in your plan. And if you can't find those, well, just plan on probably going bankrupt, because there's a very good chance that a simple visit to the emergency room without insurance and you're not deemed to be poor enough to be on whatever else programs there are, this could bankrupt you. And in fact, that's one of the leading causes of bankruptcy in America. So that's the problem with hospitals. Questions or comments, as always, fire them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.